Actually, he is speaking about how one can see their Lordship. What is a particular path? What is a particular method that one can adopt to see the Supreme Personality of a God? So he says, Tam bhakti yoga paribhavitar saroja asya kshute kshit pato nanutnath pumsam yadyadhyadaurugaya vibhavayanti tattadvapuhu pranayase sat anugrahaya. He says, O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears. By the process of bona fide hearing. And thus their hearts become cleansed. And you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Here, four things that Brahmaji has clearly explained about. One, the process through which we can see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Second, when Lord sits in your heart or when he appears in our heart. Third thing he says that why he comes in a different forms and how that happens. He says here, Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita rit saroja. My Lord, I am offering obeisances to you who appears in the heart of devotee or who sits in the heart of a devotee whose heart is cleansed from all the material contamination, which has become like a lotus. Lotus is considered as the most purest element in this material world. And who can see him? The person who pay attention to hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Not anyone else, but he. As in the previous verses he has explained that those are the most unfortunate people who have taken birth in the material world but does not have any sort of an inclination to hear about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Why one has to hear about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead and his wonderful activities? Because through that only one can see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Not by this blunt eyes. Prabhupada clearly says, our senses are blunt. Blunt means?
Not sharp. Not perceptive.
Not perceptive. Because to perceive something through these senses, you need some via media. Like eyes. If you want to see something, you need to have a light. If there is no light, you can't see anything. So through these eyes, it's not possible for us to see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Then how one can see him? He says, Shruta ikshita patho. Patho means the process, the way, the path. Which one? Shruta ikshita. You can see their Lordship through the ears. Means by attentive hearing. From whom? The authorized person. Prabhupada in the previous verse purport, he says that from the authorized person like a Brahmaji and the devotees who comes in that disciplic succession. If you hear from them, then it's possible to see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And when one sees the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, then what happens? Because there is a transformation, that's why he can see the Lord. Without transformation, he can't see the Lord. Actually, when he sees the Lord in the particular form that he wants to see. Yad yad vapu dhya ta urugaya vibhavayanti. Oh my Lord, oh Uruga, oh the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, you take that particular form which that devotee deserves. Yad yad vapu, yad yad dhya, whatever the way he wants to think about it, that way you take that form. And that's why there are varieties of forms of the Lord. He appears as a Kurma, he appears as a Matsya, he appears as a Varaha, he appears as a Narasimha. Because his devotees, they wanted to see in that particular form, and he manifests. Tattad vapu pranayase sad anugrahaya. To that person whose heart is cleansed after hearing about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, according to his wish and will, Lord appears in a particular form, tad anugraha, to show him his mercy. In the purport, Prabhupada says, the statement here that the Lord manifests himself before the devotee in the form in which the devotee likes to worship him indicates that the Lord becomes subordinate to the desire of the devotees. So much so that he manifests his particular form as the devotee demands. Here's a nice story. In Udupi Kshetra, there used to be one devotee. Actually, before becoming a devotee, he was a commander-in-chief of one of the king. And his name was Kanaka. So Kanaka, he was so powerful because he was none other than the Ansha avatar of Yamaraj, one of the really powerful devotees, one of the Mahajanas. But as he came to this world, he manifested a worldly character. He became a powerful commander-in-chief. So one day, Lord came to his dream and asked him, why don't you become my devotee? He said, why? Why should I become? If anyone becomes your devotee, he has to become a beggar on the street. Because that's what you do. Hari, harate iti sa, who takes away everything, that is Hari, and whoever takes shelter at your feet, so that has also gone. So he becomes a beggar. Karoti bhikshuk patigeha heenam. Whoever he becomes favorable to, what happened to that person? He becomes the homeless. He becomes a beggar on the street. So that's why he said, no, I don't want to be your devotee. Forget. So next day morning he got up and he was thinking, this is what I should give a reply, no? So I have done proper. After a few days, the other king from the other state nearby, they attacked on the kingdom where he was a commander-in-chief. And there was a tumultuous fight, a ghastly fight. All these soldiers, they died on the battlefield. And Kanaka was also got injured like anything. And everywhere there was a mud because of a blood and dust. And he was lying in that like a almost dead. Even the enemy soldiers, they thought that he is dead, so they left him like that, and everyone was disappeared from there on the battlefield. And he was lying in the pool of mud, of blood. Then Lord, he came there. Because Kanaka was so thirsty and he was crying for water. Then Lord come along with a kamandalu, gave him a water and asked him, this is what you desired for? You don't wanted to be my servant, but you wanted to become like this? Then now there is a time still. You can take my devotional service. Be my devotee. He said, okay, okay, I will be your devotee. So, that is Lord's causeless mercy. Then he asked, why don't you become my devotee? He said, okay, I will become your devotee, but there is one condition. I said, yes, I will fulfill all your conditions. Tell me. Whenever I call you, you have to come like this and give me darshan. And whatever or whichever form I call you, you should come in that particular form. Lord said, agreed. Then Lord told him that, you can't every time approach me directly. You have to come through one of my pure devotees. So he said, who is that now? At present, whom should I take shelter? And he said, you go to Udupi, and there is one devotee. His name is Vyasa Teertha or Vyasaraja Teertha. He was a very prominent acharya in Madhva Sampradaya at that time. So he said, go and take his shelter and take initiation from him. He will give you mantra diksha and everything. He said, okay. Then he went and he saw that Vyasaraja Teertha was sitting underneath the tree. He went, he prostrated in front of him. And he said, Lord has sent me to you and please give me mantra. Then he said, okay, kone. Kone in Kannada, kone means buffalo. So he went under the tree, he sat there and he started, kone, 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 kone. And what happened? A gigantic buffalo came in front of him. He was wondering, what is this? And then that kone, that buffalo, he spoke to him. Oh master, I'm here. Why you have called me? Because the Yamaraj, what is his carrier? Buffalo. So that Yamaraja's buffalo came in front of him. Was so powerful. He said, I have not called you. My Guru Maharaj told me, that's why. I was chanting your name and you came. So go to my Guru Maharaj. If he has some work, you can do that. Then that went to the Vyasarashtrita. And Vyasarashtrita at that time, he was building one temple on the top of mountain where they have to carry the big load of stones. So they used that Yamaraja's buffalo for carrying the stones to build a temple. And then Vyasaraj Teertha, he understood who is this person. Then what happened? He gave him a mantra diksha, a proper mantra diksha, everything. And in Madhva Sampradaya, when they do puja, after performing the Shodashopchara puja for the Lord, they offer first Mahaprasad to the pure devotee. So every time offering everything, Vyasaraja Teertha used to call Kanaka Das first and he used to offer the first Mahaprasad to him. So other of his sannyas disciples, they were thinking, what is this? We are born Brahmin, we have taken a sannyas, and why our Guru Maharaj is giving so much importance to this Kayastha who is not a Brahmana even? And he is offering prasada and everything to him. So what is that? So that news came to Vyasa Teertha. And then he said, all they should understand, who is this person? So he called Kanaka. And he asked, Kanaka, can you call the Lord tomorrow? We will offer him a Shodashopchara puja. And he said, okay. So they got. Next day morning, everything was well prepared. All Shodashopchara plate was ready. Vyasa Teertha, they were also ready for worshipping the Lord. Everyone is waiting. The Lord will come. The whole day passed away. Nobody was there. Then he called. He said, Kanaka, what you did? You made me small in front of everyone. I told you that you should call. Yeah, I called their lordship. He came, but your disciple chased him away. He said, what? Yeah, he came in the form of a dog. And they chased him away. He said, that's not the way that you should call the dog. Call the God in the form of a dog. You should call him tomorrow again. He said, okay. The next day, he called the Lord in the form of a Ananta Shesha. Then imagine what would have happened there. All they were ready, and as soon as saw the gigantic serpent entering into the temple door, all they scared and ran away from there. But Vyasaraj Tirtha realized, who is he? So he offered him Shodashopchar Puja, then that Mahaprasadu, Vyasaraj Tirtha. So Vyasaraj Tirtha had Kanakadas had such an intimate relationship with the Lord. Once what happened, Lord came to him and he said, you come, I have a marriage ceremony and you come and attend that. He said, really? In this age of a Kali, you are getting married with someone? Who is that? He said, you come to the Tirumala, I am getting married with Padmavati. He said, okay, I will come there. And then at the Tirumala, Lord Srinivasa, he asked the king there, that one of my great devotees is going to come tomorrow to attend my marriage ceremony. So you should greet him nicely, give him best of the upacharas. And said, okay. So king, since the morning, next day, he was standing with all the paraphernalia to worship the great devotee, Kanaka. So Kanakadas came. But the way he was dressed was so humble. He had one of his ikatara in his hand, one woolen blanket, black one, one dhoti, and he came in that simple way. And he saw that all pomp and hurry. Soldiers, they pushed him away. They said, hello, make a way. Some great devotee is going to come today. He said, okay. You wait for him. And he came all the way. He went in front of the temple because it got so much crowded because they were waiting to see that great devotee. So there was no way to go inside the temple. So in front of the temple opposite, there was a tree, big banyan tree. So he sat down under the tree and he kept chanting the name of the Lord. The whole day passed away. No one asked him about water. No one asked him about the food. He was just sitting there and chanting. And generally, Tirumala, all 12 months, after 4 o'clock, it gets chilled. So he was having a single blanket, no food, no water, and he's lying under the tree. At night, he was feeling cold. And then, all of a sudden, Lord, he came out of the temple with a big pot filled with the keshara milk, saffron milk. Hot, steaming hot saffron milk. He got it and he woke up Kanaka. And Kanaka looked at him. Thank you for your invitation. What a great greetings and the way they have greeted me. Thank you so much. Since morning, nothing is there to eat now. Don't worry, I have got something for you. So take this. Then he gave a milk. He drank that hot milk. And it was so sweet that after drinking that he felt asleep. But he was not having anything to cover himself. So Lord gave his uttari, the silk uttari on Kanaka, and Kanaka was sleeping. Next day morning, the priest entered the garbhagriha and he saw that there is no milk pot and there is no uttari for the Lord. And within a moment, the news spread throughout the Tirumala and they were asking, what has happened? See? So they were amazed, what to do now? The king said, find it out. So all the soldiers, they set out and they were running here and there. But they forgot to see opposite to the temple where the Kanaka was sleeping. Somehow or other, mid of the day, one of the soldiers, he found it out that this person is still sleeping here with the, there is a golden pot next to him and having this silk uttari of the Lord. They kicked him, woke him up, took all that things and went in front of the king. I said, this is what. Then he said, what should I say now? King was so angry. He said, how you can steal all this thing from there? He said, I have stolen. Okay. If you also say that, it's okay. And they supposed to punish him. And then Lord came in the form of a child. And he said, no. All things are given by me to him. And he is the one actually whom you should supposed to worship. He was that great devotee for whom I have invited for the ceremony. And then they realized. So Lord appears as per the wish and will of his devotees. Unless and until their heart is cleansed, he never comes in front of them. And that's why Brahmaji here says that yadyadhya urugaya vibhavayanti tattat vapu pranayase. Pranayase means out of love. He manifests in front of his own devotees. In Bhagavad Gita 4.11 it is said, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam satayva bhajamyaham. Mama vartamanu vartante manusha pata sarvasha. We should note, however, that the Lord is never the order supplier of the devotees. Here in this verse it is particularly mentioned, tvam bhakti yoga paribhav vita. This indicates the efficiency achieved through the execution of mature devotional service or prema, love of a Godhead. This state of a prema is achieved by the gradual process of development from faith to love. On faith, one associates with the bona fide devotees, and by such association, one can become engaged in bona fide devotional service, which includes a proper initiation and executions of a primary devotional duties prescribed in the revealed scriptures. This is clearly indicated herein by the word Shrutekshitaha. The Shrutekshita path is to hear from a bona fide devotees who are conversant with a Vedic wisdom, free from mundane sentiment. By this bona fide hearing process, the neophyte devotee becomes cleansed of all material rubbish and thus becomes attached to one of the many transcendental forms of the Lord as described in the Vedas. This attachment of the devotees to particular form of the Lord is due to the natural indication, inclination. Each and every living entity is originally attached to the particular type of a transcendental service because he is eternally the servitor of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya says that the living entity is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, every living entity has a particular type of a service relationship with the Lord eternally. This particular attachment is invoked by practice of regulative devotional service to the Lord. And thus, the devotee becomes attached to the eternal form of the Lord, exactly like one who is already eternally attached. This attachment of a particular form of the Lord is called Swarupa Siddhi. The Lord sits on the lotus heart of the devotee in the eternal form the pure devotee desires. And thus, the Lord does not part from the devotees. As confirmed in the previous verse, the Lord, however, does not disclose himself to a casual and unnathic worshipper to be exploited. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 25th verse. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrataha. Mudoyam navijanati lokomam ajavyayaha. Rather, by yoga maya, the Lord remains concealed to the non-devotees or casual devotees who are serving their sense gratification. The Lord is never visible to the pseudo-devotees who worship the demigods in charge of universal affairs. The conclusion is that Lord cannot become the order supplier of zero devotees, but he is always prepared to respond to the desires of pure unconditional devotee who is free from all tinge of material infections. See, that's the formula. When your heart is free from all tinges of material infections, the Lord takes seat in your heart. And how that happens? Shrunvatam svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtanad hridayantosti abhadrani vidunoti surat satam. Offer arti directly. Hari bol. Then bol. So that's the most important thing. If someone pays full attention to hear about the Lord, always think about the Lord, then what happens? Punya shravana kirtana hridayasto asti abhadrani vidunoti srut satam. Vidunoti. As you cleanse your cloth by detergent, so to cleanse your heart, the detergent is Svakataha Krishna, the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the most essential thing, that devotees who are really sincere in their spiritual endeavor, they always engages themselves to hear about the Lord. And for such a devotees, irrespective of their ashram, their caste, creed, nationality, Lord manifests in front of them. And even most renowned person also like to take his association. An example is Maharaj Prithu. Even though he was a great king, and Chatush Kumaras, who were great renowned personalities, who never had any attachment for anything, but they came to visit Maharaj Prithu in his palace and they glorified him. Asateva rajan bhavato madhudvishai padaravindasya gunanuvadani ratir durapo vidhunoti naishtiki kamam kashayam amalantaratmana. Asateva rajan, O king, we have seen so many people, but you are so attached to the glory, to hearing the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which cleanses the heart from its bottom. Hriday antaratmana. That's the most essential thing. So let's give our time, maximum time, to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki.